Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us this week. And Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
Don?
I'm here.
Oh, good to hear everybody's voice. Made it back after Christmas. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the show. We're going to have an extended conversation today. We're going to talk a little bit about spearfishing. It was an article that came up out of Outdoor News, and a friend of the show, Mike Schoonfield, he wrote an article and I had some commentary on it. So we're going to talk about that, the good, bad, and different, whatever your opinion may be. Feel free to send us some information on that. We're also going to talk about wake boats and some little known things that people, even though you may not know much, when you get done with the show, you'll know a lot more and have an understanding of what's going on. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Well, good to have you guys back with us. We're back after the Christmas break.
Into the new year.
Into the new year. It's, a lot happened. Or not a lot happened, I should say. Times and dates changed and holidays went by, but
well, I hope everybody had a nice holiday.
I would agree. I know the snow from earlier the week, at least I know from the Midwest side of it, was pretty entertaining with the winds and everything else going on. I don't know what down at Red Wing. I think we got what 10 or something.
I don't know, but I wasn't up when the heavy winds came. Thank goodness. I was surprised to see there's any snow left on trees after that blow.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, and the trees are all white, etc. But I think it's going to really cause havoc with as heavy as it is on the ice and providing more insulation yet, Don.
For those that like to ice fish.
Yeah. And trying to create safe ice is going to be
more challenging.
Much, much more challenging, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough deal. But real quick, as Don, you love it that I do this all the time, but I follow it. And the Olympics coming up are a big deal and something we should be excited about. A lot of cool stuff coming up and some fun stuff to watch. But Michaela did it again. This is pretty cool. She won her fifth straight. It'd be the sixth straight total, fifth this year. And she was in fourth place after her first run. Slalom runs take two runs. You take the best time of the two runs. Her first run, she was half a second behind, which is a huge deficit. And she did win, and the race was in Austria. Obviously, a classic location for skiing. And some would say the birthplace of skiing, but kind of crazy. The conditions were so bad, Don. I mean, it was like ice that they put on, and then they set a course that was an illegal course, so there's controversy going on with it. And the crazy part was, I believe it was a third of the field did not make it. They crashed.
Oh.
That's how bad it was.
How many runs do they take?
Two.
Two runs.
Best of two. So first run, you go down, and then you generally will flip-flop based on your positioning. they'll flip-flop where
you
run.
If you crash on the first run, do you even bother with the second?
You're out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. They don't race you. Yeah. You got to qualify to get that second run. So, but kind of cool. That's a 106th win in the World Cup for Shiffrin. That's a record no one's ever broken. She's 195 points ahead in the overall standings. And coming into the Olympics, I see no one stronger coming even close to getting a gold.
Providing she stays healthy.
She's going to be coming in the favorite. And again, Lindsey Vonn, same thing. So I think it's going to be kind of a pretty cool
Olympics.
It will be.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. I know the hockey side of it, obviously, it's a big thing. And a lot of different people talking about that, too. So
and the curling. Don't forget about that.
Well, you know.
That's curling getting really, really popular, you know.
So.
The men's team did make it, by the way.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
Well, so we were talking about that. Somebody booted somebody else out, right? Or they?
No, well, they have the U.S. championship, but then they have to qualify. They had to go to another tournament.
Oh.
To qualify to go. And they qualified in their very first game at that. It was held in Canada. And so they won their first game and qualified after that.
I hear the ice in Canada is kind of a different thing.
Yeah. It's frozen water wherever I come from.
It has to do with the proximity to the equator, right?
Yeah. You can have harder ice, you know.
Trust me. I've heard about it. The rinks have different.
You'd be amazed at how controlled that is.
Oh.
Especially in that sport.
No, there's no question about it. I think that's one of those things that you. It's more technical than I think anybody realizes. You think you're throwing a rock or a big chunk of stone down a bowling alley lane.
Yeah, they say it's kind of like shuffleboard on ice, but you're doing it. It's 144 feet of distance that you're throwing, and the rocks weigh 44 pounds or 42 pounds, I think. Did it for 13 years.
You did?
I did, yes.
I didn't know you did that. Wait, Ava, did you know he did that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know for how long, but yeah.
No way.
Won some major spiels.
Nice.
Yep. Surprise you every day.
Oh, you know what? There's...
Our biggest claim to fame was when we were the only team in the tournament, 70 teams. We were underage. We couldn't go to the back room, you know, after the game.
Oh, no kidding.
Right. 70 teams from 5 states in Canada, and we won the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we are in the presence of excellence.
Yeah.
Greatness.
Those kids.
There's a different way
of generally
putting it, but I can't put that
way
on the radio.
I will say that was quite some time ago.
Oh, it was. Hey, you always have that
title. Well, at that time, you had to be, you know, we were under 21 at that time.
Well, if you were excelling in a sport and you gain that, you still have it. You'll always have that.
Yeah.
It won't ever go away because you earned it, and that is part of legacy, and mm-hmm. That's what they call that, and that's why it's there. So, well, tell you what, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk at length about the spearfishing topic, which I think some of you guys are going to be surprised with some of the things that go on with it within the Midwest and some of the push to get that to happen, and that's coming from one of the articles in Outdoor News that Mike Schoenfield wrote, talk about game fish spearing in Michigan. So tell you what, hang tight. We will be right back, and we are the Valley Outdoors.